5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert, back after a couple days under the weather. Thank you for your prayers. I do appreciate that. Just a bit of a respiratory thing that just knocked me for a loop for a couple of days, but appreciate your patience while we battled through it, and back again. Praise God. Topic number 5 today, Russia. This is a disturbing story. On Monday evening, pressure in the underwater Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline that connects Russia with Germany suddenly collapsed, and gas could be seen bubbling to the surface of the Baltic Sea near the Danish island of Bornholm. And shortly afterwards, reports came of a total collapse in the pressure in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, indicating a further rupture. Now, due to the timing and the fact that 3 separate pipelines were involved, the severe pressure losses in Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2 wasn't even turned on, but there was gas in it to keep the line under pressure. Officials expect that this was a targeted attack. In other words, this was not an accident. This was sabotage. Such an attack on the seabed would involve some operator, some entity with some pretty serious capabilities, carried out probably with special forces, Navy divers, a submarine perhaps, maybe an underwater drone. This is according to German press, the German media reporting on this, and quoting sources in the German government with knowledge of the initial assessments by the German government. That circle of bubbling methane that you see on the screen behind me is about a kilometer in width. Nord Stream 1 was attacked in 2 places northeast of Bornholm, while one of the Nord Stream 2 pipelines was breached off the southern tip of the island. There's a map showing where those breaches took place. According to initial speculation by the German government, Ukrainian or Ukrainian-affiliated forces could be responsible. Note the phrasing, Ukrainian-affiliated forces. That, according to some analysts, is a thinly veiled reference to NATO or the United States, who would certainly have the capability to engage in this kind of sabotage. Now, this shouldn't be a surprise that somebody would speculate that this was the reason for these breaches. Remember back in February when President Biden said, quote, in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, and I quote now, there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it, end quote. Was he speaking literally? And maybe revealing more back in February than he intended. The second scenario that investigators are considering, however, is that this could be a false flag operation perpetuated by Russia, carried out to drive up the price of gas, exacerbate the energy crisis in Europe, and fuel additional uncertainty. It's unclear what Russia would hope to gain from this, since all they'd have to do to cut off gas to Germany is, well, what they've already done, just turn off the taps. You would think that they'd want to leave the infrastructure in place because that would give them a lever to kind of force Germany to come to the negotiating table and stand down. And now, with these pipelines ruptured, frankly, there's no point in talks, but it is probable that by the time you see this report, Russia will have been blamed for the sabotage on the Nord Stream pipelines. Topic number 4, green banking. Biden officials considering trying to get rid of the World Bank president, David Malpass, who was appointed or nominated by President Trump because they don't think he's strong enough on climate change, according to people familiar with the matter. It was always people familiar sources for much of what passes for news in the corporate media these days. Anyway, administration officials are concerned by Malpass's failure to answer last week when asked directly if climate change was caused by humans. He didn't come right out and say, well, yes, of course, and therefore his political opponents have ammunition to try to drive him from his job. Now, he's appointed for a 5-year term, which means his term doesn't expire until 2024. But officials in the White House know that replacing Malpass would be a messy process. They're not even sure they can do this because Malpass was confirmed by the World Bank's Board of Executive Directors, which is not under the control of the White House. In fact, this image behind me on the screen, which comes from investopedia.com, kind of an accurate representation of the role the World Bank plays in global finance. I don't think it's a coincidence that the little icon representing the World Bank looks an awful lot like the Temple of Jupiter in ancient Rome, but I digress. Anyway, the United States is the largest shareholder in the bank, which provides loans and grants to the governments of developing nations for capital projects, and it is attempting to use its power as a financier to steer these developing nations into green energy projects rather than using dependable and relatively affordable fossil fuels like coal and natural gas, which would allow them to raise their standards of living more quickly and reliably than, say, solar or wind. This is how globalists will impose this agenda on the rest of us, by controlling which projects financing is directed to. In fact, we're already seeing this, as CEO of Chevron mentioned earlier this year, that you won't get any new investment in, say, refineries here in the United States, which we desperately need, because those projects take 20 to 25 years to pay off. And who wants to put money into a project when it's clear the government is aligning all of its resources to driving fossil fuel companies out of business? Hashtag Great Reset. And that leads to topic number three, smart stats, by which I mean smart thermostats, which turns out these smart thermostats don't actually save money or energy as they are supposed to do. A new study reveals that these smart thermostats actually cause energy consumption to rise, not fall. This study, released by authors from Johns Hopkins, the University of Chicago, University of Southern California, and University of Alabama. In other words, not right-wing conspiracy theorist websites. They studied smart thermostat impact on energy consumption in California using data over an 18-month period, including more than 16 million hourly electricity use records and almost 700,000 daily observations of natural gas consumption. They found that in their 100-page report, they report that these thermostats actually increase electricity and gas consumption between 2.3 and 4.2% respectively, or by 2.3 and 4.2% respectively. Now, the most popular smart thermostats for home use, Ecobee and the Nest, that's Google's smart thermostat. The problem is not that these thermostats don't do what they're supposed to do. The problem is to what extent users override the programming to set heating temperatures higher, cooling temperatures lower when we get uncomfortable. In the report, one of the researchers wrote, and I quote, "If Commander Spock was given one of these, he would install it and use it correctly. But unfortunately, most households are like Homer Simpson. They receive the technology, they go in and undo the good stuff. In this particular case, they undid the presets or they undid the defaults that came from the manufacturer. And when households did that, they undid all of the good stuff and engineers' estimates of what we would save in terms of energy." Now, the problem here is not that these smart thermostats don't do what they're supposed to do. The problem is that they're connected to the internet, which means that ultimately, in the common good, in the name of public interest, they will be controlled by the technocrats driving this green agenda. If your thermostat is connected to the web, ultimately, whoever controls the power grid will control your thermostat. We've seen this in action here recently in Colorado. We had personal experience with this back 10 years ago in Indiana. This is not the real goal. The real goal is not to get people to install more efficient thermostats. The goal is to get us all to turn over control of our thermostats in the name of the hashtag Great Reset. Topic number two, extreme piercings. This is an annual festival in Thailand, the Festival of the Nine Emperor Gods. It's extreme piercings in the name of appeasing these nine emperor gods. Adherence to this cult, because that's what it is, frankly, shun all animal products and then offer their bodies to the deities who they believe will give them good luck. Now, this picture doesn't really convey the sense of what they're doing, but most of the images coming from this festival are really disturbing. I mean, you're talking serious facial and body piercings with things like swords, and it just anything that you can stick through the human body is done at this festival. This event in Phuket, Thailand, typically draws thousands of visitors to the tourist island. It had been put on hiatus due to COVID-19 here the last few years. Those volunteering to be perforated are known as mediums in contact with these nine emperor gods. They have to apply in advance and are carefully screened before they're approved to participate. This ritual dates back to 1825 when a visiting Chinese opera troupe fell ill, but it is disturbing. During this procession of people stabbing themselves in all kinds of ways, some of the devotees appear to be in a trance, their eyes rolling back in their head as they tremble, they wave, they dance, and dispense blessings to the crowds. According to officials in Thailand, the return of this festival is a good thing as it brings tourists back to Phuket. Now, just imagine that. I mean, a tourism industry that benefits from drawing people to watch others get possessed. Because ultimately, that's what this is. Our Savior shed His blood so that we would have eternal life. These small g gods, these fallen angels who masquerade as gods, they demand that we shed our blood to appease them. Know the difference and don't be deceived. This is not just a cultural thing. This is cultic. Coming up, collision in space. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages. But now, the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls His sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, smashing into an asteroid. This had to be a lot of fun for the engineers in mission control. And astronomers watching were surprised, watched in awe, as the binary asteroid Didymos brightened unexpectedly after it was smacked into by NASA's DART spacecraft on Monday evening. Italian astronomer Gianluca Masi, who put together this animated GIF, shared his observations via a live stream via the Virtual Telescope Project. This shows the small dim dot marking the binary asteroid Didymos and Dimorphos, at that time about 7 million miles away from the Earth, which began rapidly brightening once DART smacked into Dimorphos, the moonlet orbiting the asteroid Didymos. And within a few minutes, it was outshining. It brightened to the point where it outshone even the most brightest stars in that small part of the sky. Telescopes all over the world are trained on this binary pair, hoping to learn all they can from the cloud of debris sent up by the impact. Dimorphos is about a 560-foot-wide moonlet orbiting around the asteroid Dimorphos, which is about half a mile in diameter. If something the size of Dimorphos hit the Earth, it would basically be a city killer. So the idea here is to try to develop technology that would allow the Earth to put together a successful defense against an incoming asteroid. possibly coincidental, but interesting that this is taking place as we're looking forward to the near pass of asteroid Apophis in 2029. Probably a coincidence. It's probably fine. Just a few days to take advantage of our special thank you offer for the month of September. The book, When Once We Were a Nation. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount during this month, we will send you a copy of the book. Essentially, you name the price for the book. It's a collection of essays by many of your favorite authors, published by Defender Publishing, on why the United States is so divided these days. Again, we can't do what we do without your support. And so, if you're in the U.S. or Canada this month, for your gift of any amount, we'll send you this book. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, the place to find cutting-edge Christian documentaries, available in full HD, instant access, and for as little as $3. If you're overseas, this is really a great opportunity to take advantage of some of the cutting-edge work that Skywatch TV has done in our new division now, skywatchfilms.com, with award-winning filmmaker Josh Peck leading the way. His most recent documentary, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. But if you're overseas, the cost of shipping a DVD to you is almost prohibitive. But you can access these from wherever you are, as long as you've got an internet access. Skywatchfilms.com, again, full HD, instant access for as little as $3. Find out more online and start watching now at skywatchfilms.com. We still got a few seats left in our tour of Israel for next spring. Sharon and I, alongside our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, will be in Israel March 19th through 30th of 2023. We'll also be going over to Jordan, the optional three-day extension. Do take that if you decide to come with us. We'll give you an idea of what you can see. We've got the itinerary posted online at skywatchinisrael.com. And there's, of course, a place there for you to reserve your spot. This is like a rolling conference through the Holy Land. Don't miss it. skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking with Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, whose new book, The Return of the Gods. This will open the concept of the existence of the small g gods, fallen angels, who have manifested as pagan deities for millennia, and their influence on America today. This will reach a whole new audience. So we encourage you to watch these programs and share them with your friends and neighbors. We highly recommend the book. It is well done, jaw-dropping interviews. You can find our broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just watch right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. You set the schedule. You got the power to make us dance to your tune. Just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or download it to your smartphone or tablet. Our free mobile app gets you all of our video content, important news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. It is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And again, absolutely free of charge. We have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.